I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, August 8th, 2016.
Good morning.
Hey, Joseph.
Thanks for checking in. I guess this is what we're doing. We're checking in one another in the middle of summer.
Midsummer check-in.
Yeah. Has it been a busy summer for you?
It has. I can't even believe it's almost over.
Yeah, it's gone. That's the thing about summer. I mean, we think at the beginning of summer we have two full months.
It's like...
And then it just, you know, it just goes...
Or is it because we're getting older?
Well, I think it's that, but I think it's always, even when we were kids, 2 months would go by really quickly as well.
So... I just felt like maybe before or years past, I just had more time to, like, relax or something. To be honest, though, I didn't even take any vacation this summer. The vacation I've taken has just been, like, really spontaneous. It's, like, either on the weekends or I'm literally at work on a Monday and I'm like, oh, I'm going to try and put in vacation for this Thursday and Friday. Yeah. And then I get it on Tuesday and then...
You plan it.
You know, I'm not really prepared to...
But you've gone places over the summer, like, traveling, haven't you?
Yeah, this year the kids and I have done more than we've done any other year. So that's been nice. Getting out and exploring.
Like where?
We've been to, we went to Kelowna at the beginning of the summer, which was actually the kids' first flight on an airplane.
Oh, how did they like that?
It was exciting. Sophia got to go up to the cockpit and sit with
You're allowed to do that?
Little people are, apparently. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, he asked me if I wanted to get in there, and I was like, no. It was, that space is actually really small. It made me, I was really, like, claustrophobic up there. But it was cute. Yeah, she got to go up there and sat in the pilot's chair and, like, you know, pretended to fly and da-da-da. And then she, you know, in her typical old lady fashion, went back to her seat and got her pillow and her blanket and put her thumb in her mouth and went to sleep. She is 8 years old. Yes, she's still sucking her thumb.
Do they discourage that?
They do.
Huh.
But, you know, I just let her live her life. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever issues she has that's making her do that, just I'll let her work that out.
So about the first flight for the kids, did they have problems? Because we always hear of kids crying because
of the ears. Yeah. You know, when I was younger, I used to fly all the time I used to fly with my grandparents to Jamaica all the time.
Yeah.
And my grandma said I would always scream during takeoff. My ears would always pop.
As you're going up.
As we're going up, right? And Sophia, if you know, she had, for the longest while, had a problem with fluid in her ears. Mm. And for a while was actually scheduled to get surgery to have the tubes put in.
Yeah.
So I was really worried about that. But in April, like miraculously, we went for her pre-surgery checkup. No fluid in her ears. All of a sudden, all gone. We were on a wait list for surgery for 3 years.
Huh.
And suddenly, nothing. So with that, we went on the flight. Her ears, totally fine.
Yeah.
She didn't make a peep. To this, she would go up to like Mount Seymour or wherever, and her ears would pop on the bus ride up.
Yeah.
And it was painful. But that flight was fine, so it was... So that was a relief.
Yeah.
And, I mean, my ears popped. I was actually really sick during I flew up to Kelowna with the kids 1 week, stayed there for the weekend with my aunt, my mom's best friend. And then I had to fly back home with the kids Sunday evening, only to fly back to Kelowna by myself on Monday for another set of meetings. But by the time I was flying back on Monday, I had caught something in transit,
some sort of bug,
mm-hmm. and I just felt like death. The flight back on Monday, I thought my head was going to explode. So that was fun. We did that, went to the kangaroo farm up there. That was an experience. And then we went to, most recently, we've been to Seychelles.
What are kangaroos like, by the way? Are they funny. Do they smell funny?
No, they didn't smell when... No, they're actually really soft.
And they're friendly, they're not like...
They're sketchy. You know, you can't really read them.
Mm.
Like, I have a picture I'll have to show you of Sophia at the kangaroo farm.
Yeah, yeah.
When we're feeding the kangaroos, and the tour guide, before we came in, gave us a... gave us a pre-warning that, you know, like, they can, if you box with them, they will box. Like, so don't tempt
them.
Oh,
so I've seen that on TV. Yeah. But that happens. Okay.
They'll do it, right? So she was just saying, you know, you got to watch out for them because they do tend to jump up and hop off whenever, at any given moment. Yeah. They're kind of unpredictable, right? So this is one of the pictures we had. Sophia's kind of, both the kids are feeding them. If you can see, she's like giving him the side eye because she's a little hesitant at this one.
is that a baby kangaroo?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
This one was a baby.
So the baby kangaroos, I would assume, like most animals that are young, friendlier, curious, as opposed to, say, older one, like a mom, for example.
Oh, the older ones, yeah.
Would probably be
a little more
defensive. Yeah.
But this guy was just kind of like, they'll sit for a while, and because their back legs are so powerful, you just don't want to be that close when they're hopping off, right?
And you'd see them hop off, and it's quite fast, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Like, even like this, they may just come up to you and, like, eat the food out of your hand, and then they're gone.
Huh.
Like, or you're petting them, and you can only pet them going down. You can't. So there's a lot of rules. For me, personally, I was like, I'll just step back. I'll let the kids enjoy.
And what are they raising the kangaroos for? Especially in this part of the world.
In Kelowna? Zoos? Yeah, I don't really know.
Do they
eat
them?
It's a private farm, if you will. So actually, for what I heard was, for the longest time, they never even charged admission.
Huh.
It was just kind of like by donation.
Yeah.
And now, when we went up there, it was $5 each. So it's $20 for all of us.
What Not you bad. Mentioned seashell. Now that's on this side of the water, right?
Yes.
But you still have to take a boat though, don't you?
Yeah, we took the ferry.
Yeah.
It was lovely. I have a half sister that lives out there. She's a teacher. So during the summer, she comes out to the mainland to do, she's an actress as well. So she does acting during the summer when she's not working, and her place is free in Seashelt right now. So we took a weekend. She took a weekend to bring us over to her place in Seashelt. Beautiful home, like 5 minutes from the beach.
Yeah, that's the thing about this part of the world. We complain about Vancouver, but, I mean, it's so close to all of these places.
We're so accessible to so many things.
Beaches,
you know?
Mountains.
Yeah.
You know, farmland.
Amazing place. Like, and that's kind of what this year has been, I guess, for me and the kids, is almost like a year of discovery, really, if you will, right? In our own province.
Yeah.
Because there is so much to see, and many times, you know, the kids get bored with the monotony of what's
Vancouver.
Just Vancouver,
yeah.
And what's around us. But, you know, being able to take them to even Kelowna and seeing, you know, Lake Country and again, when we were up there, staying with my mom's friend, she lives in Lake Country, and it's like in the bush, you know, very limited to no Wi-Fi.
Mm. How was that?
I was fine with it. Huh. Simone was, you know.
It's funny how we've gotten used to it, you know. I mean, I mean, that's the first thing we think about now is how much charge we have in our battery.
And how much battery life do I have?
And is there Wi-Fi?
And it's a little crazy, right? So where I got out there, and I was, for the brief moment, I was kind of like, oh my God, I can't get Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Like, my phone was roaming. It was just doing all kinds of mental. And then because of the roaming, the battery was just like
eating. Just drained.
Just draining. Yeah. So eventually I just gave up and I surrendered, and I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm not even going to... There was one spot on the couch in the living room where there was Wi-Fi. Yeah, Simone pretty much made an indentation in that spot for that week, which is, you know, whatever. But then again, yeah, Seashelt, she had absolutely no Wi-Fi. It wasn't working. There was Wi-Fi out there, it just wasn't working for her, so... And it's amazing, but I'm glad to report she's alive today, so she did live.
Yeah, you live without Wi-Fi.
Yeah, she lived.
The summer has been quite eventful for a number of reasons. I guess Trump and Clinton, it's the summer where they're dominating the news. Any thoughts on what's happening in the United States with their election?
Yeah, I still wake up every day and I'm like, wow, this is really fucking happening. Like, Donald Trump, the guy who has The Apprentice, really is running for... It's actually like, I can't even... Sometimes, you know, I've tried to rationalize it. I've tried to make some sense of it. But it's scary to me that actual people will actually vote and actually support a candidate like Donald Trump.
Makes Bush look so much better.
It makes him look like a smurf. Like the he's looking a lot better.
Yeah. Okay. And as someone who liked Bush at the time, I feel validated by all of this.
I don't know. I'm unfortunately, whatever. You take whatever little wins you can get, right? If that feels validating to you.
Yeah.
I mean, Bush is a weirdo too. Did you see the video of him? You know, when they were singing at that memorial and
in Dallas,
like, holding hands and like, who is he? I'm really just, I'm watching all of this and I'm like, is this really happening right now? Am I living to see this shit? I'm watching George Bush swing his hands at a funeral, singing like he's singing Ring Around the Rosie. We got Donald Trump running for president and we got, you know, Bill Clinton's wife also running, which I don't hate because she's a woman. And I support that. Yeah. I'm all for Hillary Clinton. But I just think it's a friggin' circus that's politically that's happening right now.
That's a good show, by the way. It's on Showtime. It's called The Circus.
Oh.
And it's about the whole election from January on to today. And
it's a circus.
It's a great show. Mark Halperin and John Heilemann. They wrote Game Change. It's really good. It's half an hour every week, and it's about the politics of whatever happened that week.
Is it like real life?
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really well done.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't excited about Hillary Clinton, though, even people that,
I know.
But I guess if the choice is between her and Trump, people would support her, right?
Well, it's, you know, which of the devil you know and the devil you don't. It's like the lesser of two, and I can't even call her an evil. And I almost feel like, I don't even know. I'm just kind of, like, not like I'm jumping on the bandwagon, but I support her because she's a woman. And I support her because, well, Bernie Sanders is backing her up.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I kind of liked Clinton when he was in office, and so...
What if the Republicans had run a woman, though? Would you have supported her because she was a woman?
Probably not, because it's the...
Whatever, the policy. Views
and the policies.
Yeah.
Like, Trump is just... I don't even know where he comes from with some of these things. It's really like, how did you... And, you know, the whole Melania copying...
the speech? With Michelle Obama's speech?
Like, are you kidding me right now? Why did Melania even have to speak?
Well, the wives always speak at these conventions.
Let's, you know, she's not of that caliber. Let's be real here. Like, let's just have her sit down and do her job as a whatever she actually does.
She's a model, isn't
exactly.
she?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they don't speak. Yeah. So she should just keep doing that.
It's also been the summer of Pokemon Go. And the guy was at a place in the Olympic Village the second weekend after this all came out, you could buy the app.
Right.
And the whole plaza where they have those two giant birds
was
just full of people, and they were standing around, sitting around, looking at their phones.
Rude.
And this thing has become huge, hasn't it? Or as Trump would say, huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's gotten out of control.
Do you have it on your phone?
I do. And actually, you know what? I haven't checked, because I'm a bit of a rookie, right? I'm like an old lady.
So why do you have it then?
Because it's fun and I'm bored. It's just collecting stuff and because I'm out, right? Like I'm out and about.
So would you explain this to me, who doesn't understand this phenomenon of Pokemon? So if you have to try to find these characters.
You got to catch them all.
Yeah,
that's the catch line. Yeah. So it's basically like I have this app. It's the Pokemon Go app, and you walk around in your neighborhood or wherever you are, to be honest, and you catch these Pokemon.
They'll be jumping around on your screen.
Yep. They will either come up on your screen. There's also Pokestops where you can go and like refill your Pokeballs.
And you use the ball to catch
the Pokemon.
You throw the ball at them.
Yep. So you actually have no Pokemon down here. What's going on in
your
area?
Good. Isn't it? Because I don't want people going through my yard and things like that.
But we can change that. we can, like, lay some incense
no, down don't or do something. That.
Simone, you know, so my kids, she's trying to buy my account. She's trying to get my account off me because I've caught all these Pokemon and she wants them.
And you don't, they have them on their own devices?
Well, she has an older phone, so yeah. she couldn't do the update, so now she's all like, whatever. So she wants my account, which I'll probably end up giving to her anyway.
So is it a good thing, then, that this is happening, that people are out and about and doing stuff like this?
You know what? I think it's cool. I think anything that gets people out and, like, familiarizing them with landmarks and sites, because that's what it is, right? Some of these Pokestops are landmarks and sites that I don't think you would notice regularly every day walking by them. Like, even in New West, there's some landmarks at the City Hall that I hadn't noticed previous yeah. to this, but now because it's a Pokestop, I'm like, oh, this is here? Cool. A little epitaph for a guy named John or something.
Well, we've heard the horror stories of people going to Hell's Angels clubhouses or sex offenders' homes and things like
oh,
that.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. Actually, I totally forgot when we were doing our little preamble here, but I was on the SkyTrain the other day, and there was an actual fight on the SkyTrain about Pokemon Go. True story.
Amongst two people, adults?
Two grown men.
Oh,
yep,
shit.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm on the SkyTrain. Yeah, just went and picked up my passport downtown, and I had spent pretty much the whole day downtown. Long day, so I'm a little exhausted. There was a guy, he was sitting, and another guy came on maybe a couple of stops later and sat. I chose to stand because I was just, whatever, I was tired, and I just really didn't. It was rush hour, and I just wanted to be free. So these two guys are sitting there across the aisles from each other at that. And I guess the one guy was on his phone playing Pokemon Go on the SkyTrain. The other guy made a comment and called him a pedophile because he was playing Pokemon Go.
Because he's an adult who should be probably doing something more constructive with his time.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And I mean, who is this guy to judge? Yeah, yeah. Because I'll be honest, the guy that made the comment, he quite honestly looked like the pedophile. But I'm just saying. So he calls him a pedophile. Okay, so obviously that's the first shot fired.
Yeah.
And then the other guys, you know, it started as just light, like, banter. Like, okay, why would you disrespect me like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's rude, da-da-da. And so this went on for a while, and I had my back turned to them, so I was just kind of like, oh, God. I just thought it was two boys, like, you know, yeah. bickering back and forth.
So this is sorry, I missed this. Was this in the afternoon or the evening?
Afternoon.
Okay, so like, this, yeah.
Yeah, I was on my way home. I think it was maybe one-ish. Afternoon.
Yeah.
So they're bickering back and forth, and I'm thinking they're just like, you know, just boys.
Yeah.
I mean, he called him a pedophile, like, it's rude, yeah. I mean, yeah. Just apologize and let's move on. But we get to, like, Nanaimo, and now it's getting, like, it's getting heated, and I'm at the point now where I'm thinking, okay, should I maybe get off this train? Because I don't care to be a part of this. Like, I'm too tired for this today, right? Yeah. You know, last time I got put in a position where I had to do first aid, and I'm like, I don't want to do first aid today. I don't want to be, you know, saving any fucking lives. So, whatever. I said, no, I'll wait, because my stop is next. So they're still arguing, and then Buddy says to him, let's get off the train then. And he's like, ooh. I'm not getting off the train. You're threatening me. And he's like, you can't threaten people. You've just threatened my life. And he's like, did I threaten your life? He's like, I said I'd take you off the train and punch you in the face. And yeah. So now they're bickering. Buddy pressed the yellow strip.
Oh, yeah, the silent alarm.
When you press
yeah.
the yellow strip, it's game on, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, next stop, I'm like, I'm out of here. Because now, you know, they're going to want they're gonna want witnesses and the such. And the other guy was egging on, you know, so whatever. It turned out useless. Thankfully, the guy that was called a pedophile, though, he had a lot of patience, and it was actually quite attractive to see a man who, he handled himself quite well, and he got up, and he just left the train. Two other guys actually came over and was like, buddy, just leave it alone, this guy's tripping. Because the other guy was just kept egging him on. He's like, you're threatening my life, are you stupid? There's witnesses all around. Like, I almost wanted to get up and punch him in the face. Just shut up. So anyways, long story short, That was my first almost violent incident as a result of Pokemon Go, which I thought was mind-blowing. Like, somebody called you a pedophile. Because, oh my God, could you imagine? Like, poor guy probably, like, went out for drinks that night and was like, you know what happened to me today? This fucking guy.
Because like, I was playing this game, yeah.
Or he might not even tell anyone because it might be kind of embarrassing. Anyways, I thought that was hilarious.
But everybody's doing it. I mean,
everybody's doing it.
Everybody has the app. Everybody's, you know, I went to dinner with friends, you know, friends our age.
Yeah.
34.
And they're doing it.
And obsessed with it.
It's fun. It's something to do. Yeah. You know, it's just like, you know, like words with friends.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, there was the...
But I'm not going to pick a fight with someone over a vowel that I...
You might. You might. Because I've gotten pretty pissed off about words with friends. It's like, what? That's not even a word.
Yeah. But well, it is. You learn, like, EDH. I don't know what the hell that means. But you know that that's a word. And
apparently.
So I can use that, you know?
See, that's just dirty.
Or QI, yeah, whatever that means.
Key.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's even a word, but...
Then the other thing this summer that the people... have been talking about, especially this week, is flossing.
This new discovery about flossing.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny how this story comes about, and I'll bet that a lot of people, because they heard this, will stop flossing.
People are so stupid. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't floss every day. I don't floss very often.
Yeah. But, I mean, it makes sense that it doesn't, it may not have a medical value. But, I mean, if you've had, you know, vegetables or whatever gets stuck in your teeth,
yeah.
You want to clean it out.
You
want
to clean that out, of
and,
course.
And there's a lot of stuff that gets stuck in there that brushing won't.
That brushing won't get out.
Get out, yeah.
No, and that's like, yeah, like, can't flossing be on an as-needed basis?
Well, I think the people that make floss will say, no, it has to be done regularly.
It needs to be done every day.
Because they want to sell this stuff.
You got to buy this, like, weekly. Yeah, you know, it's all really up in the air until somebody proves otherwise, right?
Yeah.
And I think most people, the jig is up, really. You know, we all go to the dentist and most of it.
Yeah.
Are you flossing? Even if you are flossing... They still ask you, have you been flossing?
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe...
They're not checking
they're
it.
They're not actually checking, right? It's like, well, can't you tell that I've been flossing? God, I've been putting all this work for nothing. So that you can come here and not tell.
Or you floss 2 days before, you know, frantically before the appointment.
Well, you know, that doesn't work because then your gums swell up.
Mm.
I did learn that. You just get swollen gums and then they can really tell that you just flossed in order.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it kind of irritates the gums, but who knows?
Yeah.
But
they say that if it does bleed, it's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's painful and it's gross, but I mean, they say that's a good thing.
I heard if it bleeds, that's like a sign of gum disease.
Well, I think if you keep doing it, if you keep flossing,
if you keep doing it, then it stops like bleeding. Yeah.
Well, we'll need to read more about this.
Because I did see something like shortly after that was like, they're like warning people just because they said that, don't stop flossing now.
It's sort of like wine. They say red wine's good for you, and then 1 week later they say red wine's bad for you.
No, it's bad.
Coffee's good for you. Coffee's bad for you.
Whatever.
I mean, we don't. I mean,
it's all pick your poison.
It's all moderation, I guess. So if
it
you
really is.
Floss moderately, I guess is the
lesson. I think
lesson.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never. You don't want to ever be obsessive about anything. So.
Yeah.
Flossing, especially.
So we're really at the midpoint of summer. We've got about 4 weeks or so left.
It's
probably
three to four.
Yeah.
Like real summer, yeah. But like when kids go back to school, that's only.
It's
like,
about a month from now.
Not yet. September 6th. Yeah, what the hell day is it today?
It's,
today's the 6th.
August 8th, Monday.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, did I? Yeah, okay, so it's August 8th, Monday.
All right.
So,
so school starts in a month.
Yeah, in 1 month. What are the plans for the rest of the summer? You're doing more traveling, I understand, right?
Oh, yes. So we go to L.A. on Tuesday.
That's for work, right?
Yeah, for a union, for a conference. It's a summer institute for union women. Very excited about that. And I'm bringing the kids, so I'm trying to do LA on a budget, which should be interesting. Kind of stressing me out a bit, but I feel like it's possible.
Yeah, as long as you walk around, and or take the bus or whatever, and you'll find that there's so much to do in a place like LA that, you'll be distracted enough that it won't.
Yeah, and I feel like we won't have to spend.
Yeah, as long as you don't go to Disneyland or one of those theme things.
Oh, no, we're absolutely not. Absolutely it'll be fine, not. We're gonna try and be in, like, that's the whole point of this, you know? Like, I'm pretty straight up with my kids, and obviously, being, like, a single parent, I don't want them to think that I just have money coming out of my ass at, like, you know, an unlimited amount. So I make it very clear to them of what we can and can't afford, and I've already let them know that bringing both of them to LA is putting me so far in the hole of debt that, you know, it may not be until December that I can crawl out, but that we will try and, you know, make it as fun as possible.
Yeah. And it's such a glitzy, sunny place that there'd be so much that
there's so much to see and do. The point is that you don't need money to experience everything, right? You know, money is not, like, we went to Point Roberts even just 2 weeks ago. We walked across the border, which was interesting.
Oh, no, before we start talking about LA, so you took the bus to the border?
Yeah.
Public transit, not...
Yeah. BC Transit, TransLink.
Yeah.
To First, or Second Ave, and...
And how long did that take from, say, here in Vancouver?
An hour and a bit.
See, I have a friend who has a mailbox in Point Roberts, and he did that recent, and he took the bus going there.
Yeah, and just walked across.
And how long does that take to walk across?
Oh my God, Joseph, like minutes.
And then it's the same border check. They ask you.
Yeah.
Do you need a passport?
Actually, going across, it was probably the easiest border crossing I've ever done in life. Huh. I came with my kids' passports, birth certificates, the receipts from my passport, because we have just renewed them. I brought everything, and he literally just, like, looked at mine and was like, okay, I'm satisfied. And I was like, what?
And then so you walk across,
my friend picked me up on the other side, and we were on our way.
And then what's there to do there?
Well, Point Roberts is like a beach town. It's like a really sleepy, like, beach town. A lot of retirees and just, I guess we can just be blunt and say people with money that have cabins and beach homes. Yeah. And there's three arms. There's the South Beach is where we were at. And our friend has a cabin out there, or a beach house. And it's a private beach 5 minutes from them. So we really just spent time in the cabin and then walking down to their private beach. It sounds very she-she.
Do they have stores and things like that? Do they have shops?
They have stores, like, kind of from the border on the way to her cabin. There's, like, a gas station and one, like, kind of big store. But it's, for the most part, it's, like, it's a small, like, island town. Most of the residents there are actually Canadians that have their beach houses down at Point Roberts.
Yeah.
It's great. I really loved it. But again, no money, little to no money spent that day.
Yeah, just the bus fare to get there.
Just the bus fare to get there, and I think we stopped at Oak Ridge before getting on the Canada line and got some Chinese food to eat on the way. But otherwise...
And then crossing the border back was a cinch as well, right?
Just as simple as going over. Huh. Other than crossing back, it was the Canadian guards, and he was really friendly. He chatted us up for a bit, so it was longer, but you cut in front of the cars and everything. You're on foot, you just go right up there, and...
Huh.
Yeah. It was awesome.
So I always thought of getting a mailbox, because, you know...
And the mailbox at Point Robert... Actually, that's when I realized, I was like, I should get my mailbox here, because it's a lot easier than doing it at, like...
Blaine,
or what, the Pacific border crossing. Way easier, especially knowing that I can take the bus and walk one block, cross, get my stuff, cross back over, catch the bus, and go home.
Yeah. And then the bus, I guess, picks you up there as well from the...
It's like a block
and
away.
And is it frequent?
It's fairly frequent. Yeah. It's like the little bus that went there is a C-84.
The
shuttle bus. Yeah. And it is, from what I understand, it is pretty frequent. I mean, we were taking a risk. We were doing this on a Sunday
Yeah.
before BC Day at that. So, yeah. you know, transit's always a little...
Yeah, on Sundays it's non-existent.
But it was pretty okay. We actually missed our last bus, and then we had to walk a long time to catch another bus on, like, the complete other side.
Yeah.
But it was nice because it was, like, we're in Tsawwassen or wherever we were, and it was very, very nice neighborhood, so we had a lot to see, and the weather was great. Yeah. So it was...
So back to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
This is... you're spending a week there, are you?
Yeah, well, barely, just short of a week. So we leave on Tuesday. We're back on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Yep.
The heat, does that bother you? I mean...
It does a bit. I got... they just sent us our information package. They said it's about 84 right now.
What's that, 26, 29?
About 26, 27 here. Yeah. So it's about 84 there right now, and then 60 at night.
Yeah.
So... I don't know.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, they're like, so make sure you bring a sweater. So I guess it's like that 60, but I guess because they're close to the water, maybe there's still that wind chill. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's always, it's different, you know. You know when you travel, the heat is different.
It's never the same everywhere. As it is at home, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes over. I'm sure I'll be okay. I don't know how the kids will handle
and
it.
And your oldest, Simone,
starts
high school. In September.
Yeah. In a month.
How does that, how's that working out at home?
Well, she doesn't seem like even fazed by it. She's just kind of like, I'm like, okay, well, do you have anyone that you're going to like meet up with on the first day? She's like, oh, I have, she has a friend, Joseph, as well. She's like, oh, I mean, you might meet Joseph.
And
like, I'm like, you're not like, are you nervous? She's like, about what? I'm like, I don't know. Like why are you not? I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'm here, like, on their website trying to figure out her schedule. She doesn't seem phased at all.
Are you going with her the first day, or?
I don't know. I was thinking about that. Would it be weird?
She probably would think it was weird. For you, she's I think it'd be fine. Yeah.
I think it's normal. Like, Sophia starts school at 9. Simone doesn't start till 9:30. So I was like, okay. And then Sophia's done at 9:30 at Brock. So I was like, okay, well, we could... realistically all go to school together and then Simone can go off and go to Tupper and then we could meet her there later.
Because
I think Tupper's over at 1:30, but one, is she going to want me, her mother, there? And two, her sister, her, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm excited and she just doesn't like, ugh.
Well, what I did when I, because.
Yeah, like, what did you.
I remember that I made friends with someone who I knew from our days at Dickens.
Yeah.
And I knew that he was going to Tupper, and I said, well, okay,
we'll go to school.
Yeah.
Together.
And that way we can figure this thing out.
Together,
and then,
right.
Yeah, and then after a while, you start
you
meeting.
Disperse.
You meet new friends.
Yes, exactly.
Like
I said, I totally remember going to school the first day, you know, with our friends, I think. Azima.
Mm.
Azima and I went to school, I think, together the first day, because we lived so close to each other.
Yeah, and she was someone that you went to elementary school with, and, you know, you want someone that you're familiar with, I guess.
Well, yeah, because we're like, you know, it's all, like, it's all weird. And,
yeah.
And also, they have camp. They have great at camp.
Yeah.
So, I'm nervous about that.
Yeah.
Simone doesn't really care. She's like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't go to camp. I thought that
like,
was...
Like, why?
I just didn't. Think it was.
You didn't think it was that. Were you scared? Is that the truth?
No, I just didn't want to go. I just didn't want to go to camp. I know that when we went to our elementary
in
school camp,
seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad didn't want me to go to camp. And
why?
I just didn't think it was safe, I guess. But I mean, I didn't really want to go either. The woods and.
But didn't you enjoy it?
I didn't go.
In grade seven?
No, I didn't go.
You never went on those trips?
No.
Oh my God. They were so fun.
Really?
You missed out.
Yeah, no.
You missed
I don't
out.
Think I missed out. I just
you did. It was fun. Yeah. You missed out.
Well. So is there is a grade 8 camp.
So they have grade 8 camp. It's for 3 days. Camp Elphinstone they go to.
What is it, cabins or is it tents?
It's from what I recall when I went to grade 8 camp, it was cabins.
Yeah, see, the one in elementary school was tents.
Yeah, well, when we were in elementary school, we roughed it. You weren't about that life, right?
No.
I loved it.
Not then, not now.
See, it got me used to it for now, but I'm just all kinds of nervous feelings for Simone, and She seems like she's too cool for school. She's all like,
I think kids are resilient. Kids are tougher than they look and that they act like. And I think if they do have problems, they'll tell you. I think as a mom, maybe you should just chillax.
I know. I'm trying. I'm trying, but it's like, you know, this is a whole other.
Yeah, it is. I understand where you're coming from. I mean, it is.
It's a whole other world.
Yeah.
High school.
Yeah. Do you think your mom was the same way when you went to high school?
No.
So why do you think you're like this? Because I'm remembering my years, and my parents weren't.
Well, you know why? Because, and your parents weren't like that either, right? No. See, much like you and myself, I always connect with my friends that are only childs, because I was an only child for a long time. Yeah. And with that being said, I gained a lot of independence in that time, right? So I learned about, you know, I'm content being alone and being by myself and like not having friends sometimes. Like I'm okay with that, and I've always had to be more responsible, because then when I got older, my mom remarried and had kids, and then I kind of became like, you know, a parent to my younger brothers.
Big sister, yeah.
And so I've always had to be very responsible.
And so you're just overly responsible at your own kids now, right?
Well, I'm that, and because I see Simone as she's responsible, but she's also, there's times when I just, you know, I'm like, oh, really, Simone? Like, there's some things where I'm like, I don't know if you're ready for life right now. Like, where I'm not done. My work here is not done yet.
Yeah.
So I still, you know, worry about those things. Whereas I know my mom, she'd be like, oh, Jackie, take the bus to school at 8. No problem.
Yeah.
She's fine. I was taking like 2 buses to school, right?
Yeah.
And Simone does that now, but there's just certain things like I said, with high school and you know, it's becoming a girl in 2016, and it's like, it's just...
Is it easier, do you think, being a girl in 2016 than, say, it was in 1995 or whatever?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, I think it's harder. And that's what my worry is.
But it is easier, though, in a sense, in the larger cultural sphere, when you see a woman like Hillary Clinton becoming the Democratic nominee, that for kids your daughter's age today, that...
I don't even think if they actually really, really...
It won't be a big deal that Hillary Clinton will be president.
No, and that's unfortunate, because they need to recognize the importance of that. I don't, and I think, and that's, I mean, that's a whole other topic that we can delve into another time, but the media does this job of really, you know, perpetuating this vision of women, so to say, and what, I guess, what we're supposed to be and what they're supposed to be, and as a teen and as you're growing, and there's not a lot of talk of kind of where we've come from. And so I don't think that young women actually understand how much of a, like, what a big deal this is to even have a woman that's even able to run for president. That's a large feat in itself, right? And young girls, I don't know if they understand that. So there's so much that comes with it, but I think in the way of Simone, it's just girls, and what it comes down to for me is girls are just mean. Girls can be very mean to each other, right? And I'm just trying to prepare her for that in some sense.
But she seems like a tough kid, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's very emotional, and that's the part that, like, I can't protect her emotions.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part. So emotionally, I try and, you know, build her up in a sense that, you know, shit's going to be rough. People might say things that are going to be, you know.
Yeah.
But
don't they see enough bad things on television that they know what might happen?
You would think, but I don't think they actually conceptualize it to be like, oh, that could actually happen.
They think it's entertainment.
Exactly, because everything is entertainment. I mean, you look at Instagram.
Trump.
It is. It's a joke. Everything is really. It's hard to really draw a line between what's reality and what's, you know, fake. And that's actually a main thing that I'm trying to teach Simone right now is, like, you know, you'll have fake friends and you'll have real friends. It's important to, like, it's important, especially now. It's so important to know that, right?
Yeah.
Because in this age of social media and all of these things, you will gain a lot of fake friends. Everybody wants a friend. But, you know, you're not valued by the number of real, true friends that you have. That doesn't assert your value. But anyways, this whole high school thing is just going to put me in fucking psych ward.
Swear to God. We'll check in.
Give me a couple of months.
Yeah.
We'll be interviewing from Riverview.
I don't think this is Riverview anymore, is there?
No, it's Hay. They're coming up.
Yeah.
They're going to reopen it.
Well, this has been fun. It's been good seeing you again, and I know that we've missed doing this because we've been on the break, and
yeah.
I thought it was a good time to check in. And
it's good, yeah.
We'll be back in the fall and continue having a great summer.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joseph. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, August 8th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in the fall.